All right, welcome to another episode of the Empowerment Principles. This is Kevin Yates. Now, the last episode, I talked to you about how your dreams do not die after 40. You know, this is such an important thing because so many times we get on the flip side of 40 and we think that, man, just because we've traveled down this path of life that we're on and we've gotten ourselves into nice, comfortable jobs with security of having a paycheck every other week, we have stability, we can afford to pay our bills, we can support our family, we have a roof over our head, food on our tables, clothes on our back, and a bed to sleep in at night. That's just where life ends, and that's just the way that it's going to go. And hopefully you got from that podcast that you understood that no matter how far down the road of life you've traveled, it is never too late to take action and start moving toward your dreams. Now, today I'm going to talk about something so important that just goes right off of that last podcast. And today I'm going to talk to you all about getting uncomfortable. Now, you're probably thinking, well, you know, if I go after my dreams in life, I should feel pretty comfortable about doing that. I mean, isn't that what life is about? We dream of having everything that we've ever wanted. We dream of having all the money that we want, or the big expensive house, the dream house that we want, the nice cars, the luxury life that we want. And it seems like we should just be living it up at that point. We could just put our feet back up and sit back on the recliner and just, now I could be comfortable. But no, that's not what I'm going to talk to you. Today, I want to talk to you about you have to do the opposite. See, if you're ever going to make anything happen, you can't afford to just be comfortable. See, this is the big thing that people miss. And this is the big reason why most people never make it to their dreams. They never realize their dreams because they are not willing to get uncomfortable. You know, I if you heard my story, I talked about how for 10 long years, I was stuck in a job as a grocery clerk. I was just terribly, terribly unhappy. I mean, that just wasn't for me. That just wasn't the life that I wanted. It was nothing against anybody who works in a grocery store. It's nothing against grocery clerks, nothing against anything with the grocery business. It's just for me. I knew that that wasn't how I was supposed to be living my life. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel happy. And I just felt completely trapped. And I'll tell you, after 10 years of working in that business, I worked in a lot of different grocery stores and I worked around a lot of people. And I can't even count anymore the number of people, the number of coworkers I had that we would always talk about our dreams in life. And I remember them talking about how one day they were going to go after their dreams. One day they were going to leave that store. They were going to get out of that business and they were going to go make their dreams happen. You would just hear all kinds of stories, all kinds of different dreams, and nothing wrong with the dreams they had. It was brilliant. It was just great to hear that and inspiring. But the thing that was uninspiring and so depressing was, if you would think about, do you know how many of those coworkers that I knew, all of those coworkers I told you about that talked about their dreams in life, do you know how many of them actually left the business and went out and went after their dreams and made their dreams happen? Zero. Absolutely zero. None of them ever did it. And the reason why is because they would talk about it and they would complain about how everything was wrong in their life and how unhappy and miserable they were. But the one thing they wouldn't do was go get uncomfortable, because you have to be willing to get out and push yourself and get a little bit uncomfortable if you're going to go after your dreams. Hell, if everybody could just be comfortable and just go after their dreams, we'd all be living our dreams. Hell, that wouldn't be anything hard, right? But going after your dreams requires effort, and pushing that hard and applying that kind of effort, it requires you to get a little bit uncomfortable. And that's what people just don't like to do. They're actually uncomfortable with the thought of being uncomfortable. So they stay locked in these lives that they're so unhappy with, because for them, it feels safe. When they're in their comfort zone, they feel safe. Now, if this describes you, you are listening to the right podcast. You are in the right place. See, there's nothing wrong with the fact that you're feeling that way. But if you're feeling trapped and you're just terribly unhappy with where you are and you're wondering, man, I know I want to do something more. I'm just not sure how to get out there and get after it. I mean, what do I do? What is this all about? Like, if I got to get out of my comfort zone, how do I go about making this happen? So I want you to think of this. I want you to think of this as something very similar. You know, I worked for 13 years as a personal trainer. And the one thing I would do with a client who would come to me because they wanted to improve their level of fitness. So what we would do is we would use physical training, right? Resistance training, go through workouts. And what we would do in the workouts is the workouts were a way to train your muscles. And it was a way to train your cardiovascular system to become more fit, basically. So how did we do it? Well, basically, when you subject your muscles, when you put your muscles through a hard workout, or when you bust out a big, you know, intense session and your heart's pumping, your heart's just beating, it feels like it's just going to pound out of your chest. If you ever worked out so hard and put yourself through one of those workouts, you know what I'm talking about. But what happens is you put your body through that kind of stress, and then when you rest, your body recovers. And when your body recovers, it's repairing itself in a way so that the next time it's building itself stronger, so that the next time you put your body through that kind of a stress, your body's going to be prepared to handle it better. Your body's going to be stronger, and it's going to be better able to handle that type of stress. So this is the same thing. It's the same exact thing when you're going after your dreams in life. See, you have to be willing to push yourself past your comfort zone. You got to get outside of your comfort zone. You put yourself through the uncomfortable feeling of, man, this is a little bit stressful. It's mentally stressful. It might be a little bit emotionally stressful because you're going into this unknown kind of realm, right? You don't know what exists outside of your comfort zone. So you fear it a little bit, right? You're afraid to do it because you don't know what's going to happen. It becomes stressful. And you push yourself, though, out there a little bit. And then after you do that, you don't just push yourself like day after day after day after day, but you kind of pick your spots, right? You make a plan. You push yourself outside of your comfort zone. You give something a shot. And then you evaluate it. You step back out of that and you let your mind recover, right? You take a step back. You evaluate. What kind of results did I get? How did that happen? How did that work for me? And when you let that recovery kind of happen, something really interesting happens. You become stronger. You become a stronger person. Because now that you've stepped outside of your comfort zone and you've gotten yourself a little bit uncomfortable, well, guess what's going to happen the next time you decide to do it? It's going to be easier because you're better, you're stronger, and you're better able to handle that discomfort the next time you subject yourself to it. So that's the key here. You have to be willing to push yourself outside of that comfort zone, then take a step back and kind of evaluate what the results are. If the results aren't what you really wanted, if they weren't the results you were looking for, well, great. Then you step back, you rest, right? You rest, let your body recover, let your mind recover, let yourself recover emotionally as well, and you start to make a new plan. And then once you make that new plan, then guess what? You step out and you get uncomfortable again and you evaluate your results. And it's that process of pushing beyond your comfort zone, then pulling back, evaluate. Then plan again, push and pull back. And in the process, I'm telling you, you develop a stronger will. You develop strength of character. You build yourself into a much stronger person by doing this. And what happens is it starts to get easier. I'm not saying that getting to your dreams is easy. I'm just saying that to push yourself and to challenge yourself to grow beyond your comfort zone, it starts to become a little bit easier. And then it enables you to take another step even further, right? See, every time you step out of your comfort zone, you establish a new threshold. So if your comfort zone is at a certain level and you step outside of that, now you've You've increased that comfort zone, right? You've built a new level. So it takes more for you to push yourself to a spot where you're actually uncomfortable. And every time you keep doing it, you become stronger. So you actually start increasing your comfort zone. And it takes a little bit more each time, a little bit more effort, a little bit more pushing to get uncomfortable. But the point I'm getting at is that the more you do it, the easier it gets. The more you are willing to get uncomfortable now and go after your dreams, the more comfortable you're going to feel in going after your dreams later on. So it's a big payoff. You're building your way to your dreams, and you're building it in a way that's going to allow you to be a stronger person, a person who is willing to get uncomfortable, but also a person who becomes stronger in themselves as they go after their dreams. So to find the success you are looking for, you've got to be willing. You have got to be willing to step out of your comfort zone. You know, if you're stuck in a life that you're unhappy with, if you are spending 5 days out of your week or maybe 6 days out of your week, and you're working for a job you can't stand, and you feel like every morning you get up and you just wish you could pull the covers over your eyes, you wish you could just avoid the day because you dread getting out of bed and going to where you got to go for work for the day. And it feels like every single day is the same thing, day in, day out. And it feels like, man, will this ever end? When is life going to ever be different than the monotony of this non-stop groundhog day that just never ends? If that's where you're at, then I'm telling you, it's going to be more uncomfortable for you to stay in this life that you're in for the next 30 or 40 or 50 years or however much longer you're going to be doing what you're doing at that job or in this life that you're living. Isn't that even more uncomfortable, the thought of staying where you're at? Of course it is. It's way more uncomfortable. So for you to get uncomfortable just stepping outside of that comfort zone of yours, well, guess what? You're going to be creating a level of discomfort by stepping out that's actually going to help you get more comfortable in doing what you want to do. So that's what this is all about. You know, it's just deciding that enough is enough. It's deciding that when you want your dream so bad, when you want it more than anything else, and you really mean it, you're really committed to it, you find a way to commit to taking the steps you need to take outside of your comfort zone, because your dream is worth it. And you know that the pain of staying where you are now is a lot more, it's a lot more uncomfortable, and it's a lot more painful than the pain and discomfort of moving forward towards your dreams. So with everything you've got, make that decision right now. Make that decision right now that you are no longer going to live your life within this comfort zone of yours. Make the decision right now that you are going to step outside of that comfort zone of yours, and you're going to do it repeatedly in spurts to where you'll do it, then you'll step back and you'll evaluate. Then you'll plan again and you'll do it again and you'll step back and you'll keep repeating that process until you achieve your dreams. That's all it is. That's all it takes. It's a series of steps outside of your comfort zone, then pulling back, and steps outside and then pulling back, and all the while just making a little bit of progress at a time, little bit more progress, another step outside of your comfort zone, little bit more progress, right? Building your strength. Building you into an entirely new person, the type of person who is worth having their dreams, because you are worth it. Your dreams are worth it. Your life is worth it. You've got one shot at this life. So you might as well live it the way that you want. You might as well do what you've got to do. You might as well be prepared to get a little uncomfortable in going after it, because once you get there, it's all worth it. You'll look back when you're there and you'll think, man, am I glad I did this? It was uncomfortable at times. It forced me at times. It challenged me. It made me scared at times. I was afraid at times. But in looking back, I'm so glad I did. Because where I'm at now is such a better place, a happier place, a much, much better place than where I was then. That's what you've got to be willing to do. So be willing. Make that commitment today. Step outside of your comfort zone and go after the dreams you have. You're worth it. Your dreams are worth it. So go and get it. And in the meantime, I want you to connect with me. Let me know how these podcasts are helping you. Let me know what you're getting from them. Contact me at my website at kevinryates.com. And if you haven't already done so, over at my website, I have a free audio program called The 5 Steps to Freedom. And this program is a hugely powerful program for showing you the 5 steps that you need to go from where you are now to where you want to be. It's all about helping you overcome those self-doubts that you have, the fears you have, the self-limiting beliefs that you've got that are holding you prisoner from ever going after your dreams. They're just keeping you caged up. So go get that program. Go to my website at kevinryates.com. Get in touch with me. Let me know how this is helping you. And be sure to download that my free program, The 5 Steps to Freedom audio program. All right? In the meantime, this is Kevin Yates. And until next time, I'm wishing you a life without limits. And I'm wanting you to make a commitment to step outside of your comfort zone, reinvent yourself, and live life by your own rules. I'll talk to you next time.